You're listening to the audio production of Women Who Risk, Secret Agents for Jesus in the Muslim World, by Tom and Joanne Doyle with Greg Webster. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by the authors.
We lovingly dedicate this book to all those who have lived life in the shadows, who have felt forgotten, overlooked, unseen, or unheard. The one who made you sees you and loves you intimately. His name is Jesus. You are not forgotten.
To those who have found salvation in Jesus alone and are living a life of risk, you have counted the cost and risked it all, and we applaud you, for he alone is worthy.
My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. Psalm 71, verses 15 and 16.
An unstoppable force. The most obvious threat to people in the Middle East is terrorism. But recently, that threat has been replaced, and the new one is more intimidating, more terrifying to people there than terrorism. It's called change. Change can bring adversaries like Saudi Arabia and Israel together because of a common enemy, such as Iran. But change can also threaten a religion by targeting its very core. Although the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW, was adopted by the United Nations way back in 1979, implementing it in the Middle East has been another matter. 40 years later, in December 2019, some clans in the West Bank claimed that they found CEDAW to be incompatible with the religion of Islam. It would bring too much change. So we're left to wonder, will women in the Muslim-dominated Middle East ever be given full rights? Jesus has answered that question with an emphatic yes, and that may be the reason Muslim women are flocking to him like never before. We believe God has called us to share his miraculous, mind-blowing true stories from the front lines of the Jesus movement in the Middle East with believers around the world. The responses to my last three books continued to overwhelm Joanne and me. But it wasn't until we had worked in every country in the Middle East that we realized how badly we needed to write this one. Joanne has always been with me in this ministry, and we're always humbled when we meet people who say, "Your stories changed my life." The people we write about.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?